Earth, Terra, Arda. Our planet is going downhill, and we don't know how long before it becomes completely uninhabitable. You might be asking yourself, why are you telling this speech to us? We're young adults, and we have bigger things to worry about. The reality is, you do have other things to worry about. We all do. But if we do nothing about our planet, none of that will matter. Not only do we need to make sure the state of the Earth doesn't continue to decline, we also need to make sure we make it better. We need to protect our planet because Earth needs to be here for our children and our families in years to come. It's true that the previous generation before us has not helped with the Earth, but it's our time now. They might have left it all up to us, but we are not leaving it up to our children to clean up our messes. There has been more than 30 years of inaction from previous generations, like the baby boomers. Let's change that. Imagine our future families. Now, imagine us not doing anything about our Earth, and they have to do it. Let's break the cycle of not doing anything and start doing something. Let's say that we do leave the mess for someone else. Eventually, it will get so bad that there's nothing we can do about it. And let me tell you, that day is coming very soon. As of right now, the climate change that takes place due to increases in carbon dioxide concentration is largely irreversible for 1,000 years after emissions stop. If we let our planet get to that point in every other aspect, then where will we be? As of 2013, there could be as many as 40 billion Earth-sized habitable planets, but the nearest is about 12 light years away, which is 114 trillion kilometers, impossible to reach in one human lifetime. According to the World Health Organization, extreme high air temperature is directly related to deaths from cardiovascular and respiratory disease, particularly among elderly people. In the heat wave of summer 2003 in Europe, more than 70,000 excess deaths were recorded. And each year, over 60,000 deaths happened because of weather-related natural disasters, most of them being in developing countries. That is far too many unnecessary deaths which happen because of climate change. We deserve long lives in this day and age of medical science and technology, and we cannot let climate change take that away from us. You might be thinking, I can't do anything about it. Can't you just ask other people for help? But you can do something about it. It's as simple as planting trees. In fact, just the other day, Ethiopia broke the world record for most trees planted in a day, with planting 350 million trees, breaking the previous record of 50 million trees. That is a big thing to do, and no one is expecting you to plant millions of trees, but planting just one helps. Driving less and creating less fumes while driving helps. Recycling helps. No matter what you do to help the Earth, no matter how little and insignificant it seems, it will help. Like everything in life, every little bit adds up, and it all helps. And to save our planet, we need a lot of help. I would like to leave you with this. I know I have thought a lot about when I'm old, and I hope to have a big family, be able to travel a lot with my loved ones, and genuinely be able to relax and enjoy life. I bet most of you have thought about it as well. I want to see this world become a better and cleaner place, where the coming generations don't have to worry about climate change, and they don't have to worry about what to do when there comes a time when we can't fix it. So let's do something about it now. Let's save our planet.